Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, and I thank you for joining me today. And the Lord's just placed on my heart for the last several days just to share some scriptures, what the Word has to say about love. The greatest of these is charity, and only the Holy Spirit knows why He's leading me this way, but obviously there's some that are out there in the listening audience that need to hear the Word of the Lord. We all do at all time. It's always good to be reminded, to be refreshed, and to hear God's Word. That's how our faith grows. And so we had shared what the Word says about the importance of love, that it's the highest principle. We're to love God, our Heavenly Father, with all that we are, loving God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind. That's the first and greatest commandment. That brotherly love demonstrates the Christian faith. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have one for another." And that Jesus was our example, and He commanded us to love others. He said in John 15:12, He said, "This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than this is to lay down his life for his friends." And so we understand also that love fulfills the law. Living Bible says of Romans 13:8, "Pay all of your debts except the debt of love for others. Never finish paying that. For if you love them, you will be obeying all of God's laws, fulfilling all of His requirements." Remember what Jesus said about the two great commandments? All the law and all the prophets are fulfilled, are contained in that. The Lord makes it simple for us if we'll just be willing to express that attribute, the greatest attribute of His character. And so, what were some practical ways that we could demonstrate that love, not just being theoretical, but very practical? Well, I shared yesterday Isaiah 58:7, where the Word says, to share our food with the hungry, those who are helpless, destitute, bring them into our homes, clothe those who are cold, don't hide from relatives who need your help. And also, another practical way is to cover the faults of others. Proverbs 10:13 says, "Hatred stirreth up stripes, but love covereth all sins." And another way, closely related to that, is forbearance. What does that mean? Well, forbearance, well, let me give you the scripture first. Ephesians 4:1-2, "Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love." So now, what is forbearance? Well, it's patient endurance, longsuffering, leniency, clemency. With longsuffering, lowliness, humility of heart, meekness, walk worthy of this high calling we've been called in, to walk with humility as Jesus was. He came as a humble servant, and He certainly was longsuffering, and we're to forbear one another in love. Another very clear practical way we can express God's love is to forgive injuries. And there is a scripture reference. Let me give you Ephesians 4:32. "And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." The modern language of Colossians 3:13 says, "Bear with one another and forgive each other in case one has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so do you. But crown it all with love, which is the perfect bond of union," or the bond of perfection, if you will. Another way that we can demonstrate God's love is to minister to the needs of others. A scripture reference there is Hebrews 6 and 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shewed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So, ministering to the needs of others, here's another specific way, is relieving strangers. Leviticus 25 and 35 says, And if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, or in other words, unable to meet his obligations, then thou shalt relieve him. Yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Another practical way is supporting the weak. Galatians 6 and 2 says, Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14 says, Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. So, we need to consider ourselves. Him that thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. We may be, you, as you're listening right now, you may be on a spiritual high. You might feel you're on the very mountain of the Lord. But beloved, if experience proves to be correct, and it does, and for all of us, we don't stay on the mountain. There are times we may be down in the valley, and mindful that that is the common experience that we all have from time to time. That's why we need one another, not to judge, not to be unkind, but to realize that if your brother, your sister needs support, just prayer or some practical necessity, whatever it is, that you need to obey the Lord as to how he would have you respond to that need. Sometimes just a smile, just a look is enough to bring encouragement. Now, another very important way is that love should be exhibited in sympathizing. And this is so important because, you know, you can say the right words, but unless there's a heart to go with it, unless you can truly identify, and that's why I believe that's one of the reasons we go through the painful times, sometimes we do, the sufferings we experience, is that we can not just verbally say the right things, but with heart, but with our expression, with our eyes, show that we really do understand. What does Scripture say? Romans 12 and 15, Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Obviously, you can't weep with someone if it's just artificial, you're putting on a show. But if it comes from your heart, because you can relate to the pain they're going through, sometimes that's the greatest comfort that you can give. 1 Corinthians 12 and 26 says, And whether one member suffer, listen to this, all the members suffer with it, whether they choose to or not, whether they recognize it or not. It's just like your physical body. If your little toe is really, really, really hurting, your whole body is aware of it and knows it. And just that same kind of sensitivity should be reflected in the body of Christ. Christ is our head, and we are all members of his body, one of another. So whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Praise God. Another practical way is visiting the sick. For example, in Job 31, 16 through 22, this is a Living Bible translation of Job's words. If I have hurt the poor or caused widows to weep or refused food to hungry orphans, but we have always cared for orphans in our home, treating them as our own children, or if I have seen anyone freezing and not given him clothing or fleece from my sheep to keep him warm, or if I have taken advantage of any orphan because I thought I could get away with it, if I have done any of these things, then let my arm be torn from its socket. Obviously, he would never do something like that. He was a perfect man, the scriptures say. James 1 and 27, going to the New Testament, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, to keep himself unspotted from the world. I sense, even as though I've just been simply sharing scripture, there's light bulbs going off there in the listening audience thinking, oh yes, hey, that's something I could do. Praise God. 1 Corinthians Corinthians 16 and 14 says, "Let all that you do be done in love." It's a bond of union. Colossians 2 and 2 says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And what is the end of the commandment? According to 1 Timothy 1:5, we hear, "Now the end of the commandment is charity, or love, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned." The modern language says, "The purpose of our instruction, however, is love that rises out of a pure heart, a clear conscience, and undisguised faith." And just a few scriptures as I bring these thoughts to a close. Faith works by love, something very important. You want to see answers to your prayers, to see your faith bring into reality the things you're hoping for. Galatians 5, 6, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." And Proverbs 15 and 17 says that really love is necessary to true happiness. This is the modern language translation. "Better a vegetable meal where love is than a fattened ox and hate with it." Love is evidence of spiritual life. 1 John 3 and 14 says, "We know that we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." And as we, in closing, I would remind you, and you might want to read in entirety, 1 Corinthians 13, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal." Whether you have the gift of prophecy, can understand all mysteries, faith to remove mountains, give all your goods to feed the poor, give your body to be burned, if you don't have love, the word says, it profits you nothing. And there's some beautiful descriptions of love. "It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you, and we'll see what the Lord has for us on the next broadcast. I hope you can join me at the same time. But until then, know that I pray and fast regularly for UCM partners, my spiritual family, and for those of you listening, if the Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart, He's got a reason for doing it. So I invite you to note down that contact information, and I would be greatly blessed and privileged to pray for you. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.